This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome the Mount Edgecombe High School boys and girls wrestling team representatives. We have in the studio with us today Coach Mike Kimber, along with juniors Evelyn Evans, Caitlin Conahuck, Kenesha Lee, and freshman Sydney Kimber from the girls part of the Mount Edgecombe High School wrestling team. Good morning, Coach Kimber.
Good morning.
I understand you've been to the regionals here in Wrangell recently?
Last weekend, yep.
And tell us about how the boys and girls teams did over in the regionals.
Well, our boys team did pretty well. We had three state qualifiers. Paul Johansson at 285. Moses Jackson was a runner-up at 120, and Jeffrey Sloco was third at 126. The boys finished seventh. It was, you know, we've never had a lot of first-place guys, and with the influx of Ketchikan Juno in there, that took away some of our competitiveness at the region level for the region title. But our girls did really well. They pretty much swept the tournament. They took 7 of 8 weight classes for the girls.
That's great. Tell us about the configuration of the tournament this year. I know it changes year to year sometimes with the reclassification of schools and the like, and just the general changes. What did you look at it in the tournament this year?
Well, the 4A came down. There was a one-year deal for Ketchikan and Juneau schools to come down and compete with our kids for berths at the state tournament. Our region chose to give them a region opportunity to win a team trophy at the regional level, but they're not allowed to compete for a team trophy, only individual awards at the state tournament next week.
So who won the team trophies in this tournament?
Petersburg won the 3A, Ketchikan won the 4A, Wrangell was the region champion in the 2A, and Thorn Bay won the 1A.
Okay, now... the girls' division, which is this is the first year that it was competed. We had you here earlier in the year to talk about that, and remind us of what a girl can do as far as can they choose to wrestle with the boys and stay in that division, or do the genders have to separate?
And during the season, they compete against each other, but at the region tournament, girls have to compete in the girls' brackets. They're not allowed to jump over into the boys' brackets.
All right. I noticed that we have 4 of the girls here today, and they're all underclassmen. You had any seniors this year on the team, girl seniors?
Oh, we had several girl seniors. Actually, this was a great year. We had a lot of seniors come out for the first time because they saw that they only had to compete for girls at the region tournament. Brittany Woods at 132 pounds was a region champ. She won in a pretty decisive fashion all weekend, and so that's our big senior right there. We had several others, though.
All right. Well, I guess they're at classes today, and we appreciate the younger ones coming in. Let's turn to one of those, and that would be junior from Anchorage, who wrestled at the 220-pound weight class, Evelyn Evans. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
All right. How long have you been wrestling now?
Actually, this is my first year.
First year. And tell us what kind of experience you had in your first year of wrestling as a woman in a male-dominated sport?
It's kind of hard to explain, but you have to try it for yourself. It's a lot of fun. You learn a lot of self-discipline. You get to learn to be comfortable with being close contact.
Great. Evelyn, you had a long season, I'm sure. You had, did you wrestle men during the course of the season?
Yes, I did.
Really? And how did that work out? Were you able to compete with the male gender at all?
It was, like, I didn't do so well, but there's always next year I can try better. It was fun, though. It was a good new learning experience.
Right. Now, what when you wrestled in the championship, who did you wrestle against? From what school?
Ariel from Mount Edgecombe.
Okay. And does Ariel get to go to the state championships too?
Yeah, yes, she did.
Right. Did you travel and wrestle any other girls during the course of the year?
I don't think so.
All right. So this will be an exciting opportunity for you to kind of get into a girls' match up there, you know. So, well, thank you, Evelyn. Let's turn now to junior from Gamble, Caitlin Conahawk. I understand you wrestled at the 120-pound weight class.
Yes.
And how many years have you been wrestling, Caitlin?
This is my third year wrestling.
All right. So you and all wrestling at Mount Edgecombe High School?
I wrestled 1 year in middle school back home.
Right. And tell me about your experience, how you've handled wrestling in what has traditionally been a male-dominated sport.
Well, I don't know. It's fun. Like, it makes me feel better because I'm comfortable with a lot of people, especially teammates, and makes me feel like I can do anything and achieve anything if I put the right mindset into it.
Were you able to wrestle any other women during the course of the season? Other than from your own school?
No.
Sure you did. In the region championship, she wrestled a girl from Yakutat. Okay.
What was her name?
Sarah Newland.
Well, you know, I asked both you and Evelyn the same question about being in a male-dominated sport. It sounds like that's not even an issue for the girls anymore. Is that true?
I think so.
You've gone beyond that. It's not just being the pioneers anymore. It's, you know, girls are used to wrestling here. You think so?
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to turn now to another junior, Kenesha Lee from Kotzebue, wrestled at the 160-pound weight class. Hi, Kenesha.
Hi.
Who did you wrestle in for the championship?
Melanie Chapman.
And is she from Mount Edgecombe?
Yes.
All right. And what has your experience been like wrestling, and how many years have you wrestled?
Well, I wrestled in first grade, then I started wrestling again in ninth grade, and yeah. So.
Have you enjoyed the experience?
Yes, it's been really good, and I have a lot more to learn. So.
All right, well, congratulations. And finally, let's turn to Sydney Kimber, coach's kid from Sitka, wrestled at 145.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. I've had you here before. Tell us about your experience on the team. I know you've done a lot of wrestling this summer, too, outside, you know, wrestling in girls' tournaments, and culminated in the championship at the first girls' championship in the southeast of Alaska. How has that experience been for you?
It's been pretty fun trying new things and, you know, kind of showing boys what girls can do. Yeah, so it's been fun and, yeah.
Are you tired of people like me kind of always comparing, you know, the girls being in the boys' sport? I mean, do you want to get beyond that and just say, hey, we're wrestlers and it's time to wrestle and here we are? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I read an article the other day, and it's like, do we want to advertise girls and, like, say, wow, they're a girl wrestler and reward them for that? Or say, like, they're equals? And, you know, it's an interesting point, but, you know, I'm not really sure what my point on that is.
Well, no, that's a great point. I mean, it's a point that, you know, why even bring it up anymore? But I have to. It's a little new to me. And, Coach, why don't you talk to that as we go out here today?
You know, I've been working on this a long time, and at Mount Edgecombe, we seem to be a little bit ahead of the curve, and we don't have girl wrestlers. We have wrestlers that happen to be girls. Now, some of the other schools, it's a little bit different, and it's a little bit of a sideshow, but it's going to be good. It's changing, for
all
sure.
Right. Well, I really appreciate you all coming in here today, and we congratulate for all your successes. We know you're going up to Anchorage next week, Coach.
Actually, we leave on Wednesday morning.
And there'll be 8 divisions for 8 of your gals to compete, or more than that?
There are 8 divisions. There are 8 divisions for the girls, and then they only allowed this year, they're only allowed to compete for the individual trophies and the outstanding wrestler trophy. In the future, they're going to work towards awarding team trophies.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach, and thank you, girls. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.